Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome inside these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. The fastest hour in daytime radio is now upon us. It is Friday already. Can you believe it? The week is flying right by. We've got a great monster cast for you lining up this weekend. I won't give any of it away. We will see some of the usual suspects involved and maybe one or two new ones. It's been quite a show for the last few weeks. Yesterday's Armed American Radio Daily Defense. Were you tuned in? Dave Workman joined us. You know, you got a chance to see why Dave is my mom's favorite guest. He is just so good, so downright so good. And if you missed the program, please, please, I recommend you go back and check it out. Yesterday, Thursday, the 9th, make sure to check that show up. It is up at armedamericanradio.com. Make sure to check that show out. I should say not up. It is up at armedamericanradio.com. And you can pick it up on any podcast that you listen to, whatever platform you use, you can find it. Dave was his usual one-of-a-kind self, and we covered a wide range of issues together. Go get it. Don't miss the conversation with Dave Workman. Today, I had no idea I was going to be going here. But how do you leave a talk host speechless? It's not that hard when you're talking about today's left. Sometimes it's when you try to wrap your head around some of these things, you sit and you wonder, is this really happening in America? Am I really seeing this? Have certain people allowed certain things to get to them to the point that they do what they do? Michael Moore comes to mind. His new movie is getting ready to come out in November. I saw the trailer. He is absolutely unhinged. I can't wait to see the movie. He is one of those people I am talking about. It's hard to wrap your head around these folks. It's why? Because it's hard to understand their mindset. But they are, for intents and purposes of this conversation, they're just flat out unglued. They're unhinged. They are crazed beyond lunacy. They still cannot accept the fact that Donald Trump is president, and that is driving them absolutely nuts. Rosie O'Donnell is another one. When you watch her interviewed, you wonder, has she completely lost her marbles? Is she not aware of the fact that we hold elections in this country every 4 years? That this has been going on since the nation's founding? Whoopi Goldberg, another one, the crazed Alyssa Milano and the rest of them on the left. You get the idea. These people are unglued and unhinged, and as I mentioned earlier this week and last week, we talked about this a little bit as part of our subject matter throughout the week, but the genie's out of the bottle. These people are not going to re-glue. They're not going to rehinge, and that is part of what has me a little bit concerned about what happens after the midterms. If you get another 2 years of Trump, he's not going away, and it's highly likely that Trump will win re-election in 2020. You got to wonder what these people are capable of. But that's not what I'm talking about. I am not surprised by what I'm getting ready to tell you. I'm not anything by it anymore. I'm so over it. But that's what's got me to the point where it's very difficult to wrap my head around this stuff. There is a headline on Fox News, and you've probably seen it. NFL preseason sees kneeling, raised fists during national anthem. Surprised? No. Shocked? No. Saddened? No. Angry? No. Numb? Maybe. But I'm not going to let this one slide. What does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Because this, again, is the same ideology that just slaps you in the face. Like Michael Moore, like Rosie O'Donnell, like Alyssa Milano, like Whoopi Goldberg, like everybody else, like the rest of the crazed lunatic fringe left that wants your guns, that hates your rights, while surrounded by their own guns to protect themselves and their rights. This is all part and parcel of the same thing. And apparently, here we go again this year. The National Football League willing to accept absolutely un-American behavior in a private business, afraid to stand up to the very people who are slapping Americans in the face for another season. And they're going to allow them to get away with it again. putting together a little rule, then saying, well, they're putting us under pressure because they don't like the rule, so we're going to suspend the rule for now. Oh, well, what are we going to do with these players? We're so afraid of them. And apparently, the National Football League is willing to allow the players to dig themselves another $1 billion hole again this season. And I couldn't be happier. I quit watching it. What, it's been, I don't think, what, 2.5, 3 years now? 2 years? I couldn't care less. Could not care less. I didn't even know there were preseason games. Honestly, seriously, pay no attention to it, to the point I'm like, oh, those people are playing preseason football again already? Wow. Gee, it's already middle of August. And moved right on. And then saw this. And what do they got? The photos of the raised fists. Somebody, just absolutely asinine conduct. Just incredible. Let me make this very clear to you. Well, they have a right to protest. No, they don't have a right to protest in a private business entity environment. No, they do not. The owners allow them to do it. The National Football League allows them to do it. If you work for me and you do something that I deem is detrimental to my business, I can fire you. You don't have any free speech rights in my office. You cannot say what you want in my office. Not if I believe it to be detrimental to my business, I can fire you. And apparently the National Football League is willing to, again, allow themselves to dig a hole. But that visual is sickening to me to the point that I wanted to bring it up again today. As I said, apparently they're willing to allow this to go on another season. They will see their ratings tank. In fact, as I read some more about this, I guess the Hall of Fame game was played the week before. Again, I had no idea. I paid no attention to it anymore. And I think the ratings were down, what, near 30% from where they were the year before. Nobody gives a crap anymore. So I guess my question to you as Armed American Radio listeners, when you know that this is the ideology that wants to take, are you still watching this stuff? Do you still watch this stuff? And if so, I would love to know why. You know, I drew a fine line a long time ago with actors and actresses. You know, I've been pretty open about this. I hate to use the word liberal, but I will. I was pretty liberal in my thought process about where do you draw the line with politics and the arts, if you will. You know, the case can be made that if you are so adamant about not watching the, you know, anyone who hates your right to bear arms, or not listening to an album of someone who hates your right to bear arms, I could probably make the case that you're not going to be listening to a whole lot of music and you're probably not going to be watching a whole lot of movies. Now, some of you may say, wow, that's great. Well, I am too. I couldn't tell you what movies are playing in a theater. I generally don't watch them. I don't go to them. I don't do that. But I reserve the right to do so if I want to from time to time. And I'm going to try not to let the actor's politics get in the way if I can, from time to time, right? Robert De Niro comes to mind. I love Robert De Niro's acting. I love his mob movies. But he's gotten to the point now where I can't watch him anymore. All right, so he's not really a good example anymore of this situation. I used Sean Penn a long time ago. I've, you know, I turned him off years ago because of his politics. But Robert De Niro, as I said, was one that up until just recently with his, you know, profanity-laced ranting about Donald Trump, was one that I just, you know, I gave him a pass on that stuff. But so I try not to pay attention to that stuff. Here, you know, it's very difficult. Some of you may say, well, it's the same thing with me. I love football. My love of football transcends these idiots, or, you know, these few that are doing this. To me, it's much bigger than that because it goes to the ownership values that they allow this to happen as a slap in the face to Americans, veterans, to all of us as Americans, to Trump supporters, to the president of the United States, to the entire country. And I think it when you've got a platform that's that big, dwindling quickly because of their actions, but I think it's reprehensible and disgusting. So I ask you the question, are you watching the stuff anymore? If so, why? I'd love to hear from you. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. All right, we've got a number of things to cover with you today. Oh, man, I'm going to take you to... This is kind of complicated, but it's not. But it is, but it's not. If you follow me, you'll understand what I'm saying here shortly. There is a piece, Think Progress, right? This is not a conservative publication, obviously. But there's a headline that was out yesterday. The absolutely absurd reason white supremacists are allowed to rally with guns in Charlottesville. No, the Second Amendment does not protect them. What does that mean? When I saw that, I went, ooh, this is juicy. This is meaty. This has got some flavor to it. We could go here. This is a really controversial topic. So that's exactly what I'm going to do when we come back from the break. I want to go through some of this with you and explain to you why, in fact, white supremacists can rally with guns and why their speech is protected, because this has a lot to do with what we talked about with Cody Wilson and the 3D guns all week, etc. So kind of hang in there with me when we come back from this break. I want to go here. I think this, you know, it's a touchy subject, but we're not going to shy away from it. We never do. Back after this. Okay, gun owner, the clock is ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would. And the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners just like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day. So you gotta check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Every single day. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances. That's right, 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimber, 17 Glocks, maybe 17 new SIG. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out. Because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Good luck.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. The clock is ticking. Don't forget this. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I've been asking you this for a few days now. I would. I'm not allowed to because I can't participate in this, but you can. The USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you for heading to the range with a new gun. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like me and you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every single day. So make sure to check them out. They're giving away a gun to a lucky winner, a different one, every single day this week. Armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. You know the website, armedandresponsible.com. It's not just one gun. It could be up to 17 chances to win your gun every single day. 17 chances. All you have to do is visit armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. It flips. It rotates. So don't put it off. Don't miss out because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now, armedandresponsible.com right now. Let's see what the gun a day is right now for Friday, shall we? Let's check it out. Oh, look at that. It is an Adcor Elite Gas Piston Carbine 556223, $2,295 value. Now, you've only got about seven or eight hours left in this thing. Depending on when you're picking up the show, you might only have 1 hour. You might have missed your chance on this one, but not on tomorrow's. Do you follow me? Because it might have flipped at 12 midnight if you're listening after today. If you're listening Saturday, catching it on the podcast, make sure to check it out. And by the way, when you visit armedandresponsible.com, a little box is going to pop up. Armed American Radio listener, you get 5 free chances. That's right, 5 free chances. This thing's a beauty. Oh, $2,295 Adcor Elite Gas Piston Carbine 556223. Absolutely gorgeous. Armedandresponsible.com. Man, oh man, I would love to take that thing home. Ooh, don't miss it. Rest of our sponsors, armedamericanradio.com. Scrolling across the bottom. Taser's given 15% if you use the promo code AAR. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Okay. White supremacists. This is a touchy subject. The absolutely absurd reason white supremacists are allowed to rally with guns in Charlottesville. No, the Second Amendment does not protect them. Well, yes, the Second Amendment does protect them, as well as the First Amendment protects their right to free speech, as reprehensible as it is. The rest of the fallacy of the progressive mind here. Now, think about this, because we've been tying together First Amendment and Second Amendment for what? The last 2 weeks. We've brought up a number of examples. We talked with Cody Wilson, 3D printer, and a number of other subjects that we've discussed over the last few weeks have brought in to play the First Amendment and the Second Amendment tying together. The left, okay for me, not for thee. The left wanting to shut down Second Amendment rights using the First Amendment to do so, silencing us in small ways, kicking the 15-year-old girl out of class, out of a history class because of the NRA shirt, for example. I guess they'd be okay with a Planned Parenthood shirt, though, wouldn't they? Of course they would be. Okay for me, not for thee. So this becomes a touchy subject because you're talking about white supremacists. Of course, we've got the one-year anniversary now of Charlottesville last year upon us. So the left is now, you know, bringing this back up. They're dredging this back up. Now, what about if I read the headline this way? The absolutely absurd reason the Black Panthers are allowed to rally with guns in Charlottesville. Are the Black Panthers allowed to rally with guns in Charlottesville? Yes, they are. But what does rally with guns mean? It means exercise your right to gather, your free speech rights, and do so while what? Invoking your Second Amendment rights. You can do that in this country. You can do that in Virginia. You can openly carry a sidearm in Virginia. As long as what? As long as you are a law-abiding citizen, have a right to carry the firearm. If you've not been convicted of it, as long as you're lawfully carrying that gun, your personal beliefs don't matter. Think about what I just said. As long as you are lawfully carrying your firearm, your personal beliefs about anything don't matter. You could believe the most vile things in your mind that you want. You can say them. You can put them on cardboard. You can put them on a sign. You can hold them up on a flag. And people have a right to counter-protest you. Now, we don't want to get talk about violence that happened. We're not going into that. We're talking about the basic premise of being able to think and say what you want and to be able to do so while carrying a gun. You have a right to do that in this country. The First Amendment protects some of the most vile speech out there. It has to. If it doesn't, wait a minute. We're watching the First Amendment rights of somebody like Alex Jones. Is Alex Jones' speech worse than white supremacists or black supremacists? What about Farrakhan? Can Farrakhan carry a gun while he spits out his anti-Israel, anti-Semitic rhetoric? Yeah, he can. His speech is vile, but as long as he's not violating the law as a prohibited person, he can speak those things while carrying a firearm. As long as he is a law-abiding citizen under the rules. As long as he is not a convicted felon, as long as he meets eligibility as a law-abiding citizen, he can say what he wants to and say it while lawfully exercising his Second Amendment rights. And there are people that don't like that. Why? Because they don't like what you say. Think about this. We don't want you to carry a gun because we don't like what you say. That's what's going on here. And they don't like what he says. He shouldn't be able to carry a gun while he says it because I don't like it. And while the white supremacist rhetoric is reprehensible, they're carrying guns while they're saying it. This is like the ultimate test, isn't it, of tying together the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. And the left, and they've been very effective as of late in coming after both rights. People don't like to talk about the whole white supremacy thing or try to tie this together with guns, because you look back at what happened in Charlottesville and everybody says, oh, President Trump's a white supremacist. Why? Because he didn't say enough or he didn't do enough, according to certain people. And we're not here to argue that. I'm not going to go back into that. What happened in Charlottesville happened in Charlottesville. What we're trying to do here is look at this Think Progress piece a little bit a year later after that event and say, look, we're concerned enough. Now, why is it coming up again? Well, because the city of Charlottesville has a state of emergency over the weekend for the one-year anniversary of what happened in Charlottesville a year ago. And they have banned, get this, and this is what's got Think Progress going crazy here. Okay, I see we're getting ready to take a break here. So what I'm going to do is, when I come back from the break, I'm going to read for you from Think Progress exactly what it is that's been banned during the state of emergency in Charlottesville that's been declared to avoid a repeat of what happened last year. And it's got them going crazy. When we come back, I'll read you exactly what it is. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, right back at it here in segment 3 as we begin to wind down this week here on the downside of this hour. Think progress piece is what I'm talking about. You know, we're at the 1-year anniversary of Charlotte. Here's where I'm going with this. In anticipation of the possibility that racist groups will commit similarly violent acts this weekend as what happened last year in Charlottesville, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and the city of Charlottesville itself have both declared states of emergency. So they've set up a security perimeter, etc. But let's take a listen to what they have banned. This is part of the security perimeter. This is what sparked the column and the headline that I read you from Think Progress. Interim City Manager Mike Murphy has prohibited the following items within the downtown security area. Pay careful attention to what's prohibited. BB guns, pellet guns, air rifles or pistols, paintball guns, nunchucks, tasers or other stun guns, heavy gauge metal chains, lengths of lumber or wood, poles, bricks, rocks, metal beverage or food cans or containers, glass bottles, axes, axe handles, hatchets, ice picks, acidic or caustic materials, hazardous or flammable or combustible liquids, skateboards, swords, knives, daggers, razor blades or other sharp items, metal pipes, pepper or bear spray or mace, aerosol sprays, catapults, wrist rockets, bats, sticks, clubs, drones, explosives, fireworks, open fire or open flames, and any other item considered to be an implement of riot. What's missing from that list? And Think Progress says, and again, I quote, yet as Charlottesville's Daily Progress reports,
This list does not include one very notable weapon. Nunchucks, swords, paintball guns, and lengths of lumber may be banned, but real guns are not. Handguns are not on that list, is what Charlottesville Police Chief Rashaal Brackney told the Daily Progress. We have to honor your Second Amendment rights. Think Progress does admit local police are indeed bound by the Second Amendment, but then they go on to stretch what they believe to be, or how they believe to be, that Charlottesville and the police chief and the city could really, really, if they wanted to, take away your constitutional right. I suppose if they wanted to, they could. They could also do that with your First Amendment right, couldn't they? And wouldn't that be the easiest thing to do? You see, this is what goes through my simple mind. Think Progress is saying, well, we don't want to, you know, they might show up again. But if they do, we don't want them to have guns, even though they're law-abiding citizens. You don't have to like what they have to say. The most disgusting people in the world, but they still can be law-abiding citizens. Thinking something about you is not illegal. Maybe acting upon what they think is, right? Certainly. But this is touchy stuff. A lot of people don't like to talk about this because it really gets down into the weeds here. But where I want to go, the way my mind thinks about this is, well, wouldn't it just be easier to ban their First Amendment rights and then there's no gathering at all? Huh? How about that? Would Think Progress have a problem with that? And for that matter, why didn't that even crop up? Why didn't they just, look, if they're okay taking away a Second Amendment right, this is where I'm going with this. Are you following me here? This is not about white supremacists. It's not about Nazis. It's not about Farrakhan. It's not about Black Panthers. It's about the left being okay taking away your Second Amendment rights, regardless of who you are. Now, in this case, they're using white supremacists to do that. This is the example. Why? Because it garners sympathy. People hate white supremacists. Most people do. Most people hate vile speech like that. So it's easy to bring the two together, right? It is. This is what the left likes to do. This is what makes it so easy. Think about this. They hate the Second Amendment. There's no respect. Second Amendment. The left can't stand the Second Amendment. They want to take it away from you. So they go into two cases here. They go into and they twist Heller, D.C. v. Heller, that makes clear, quote, and they quote here, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. And they also mention, quote, nothing in our opinion should be taken to cast doubt on laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings. So what their stretch is, well, for the day, we can say Charlottesville is a sensitive building or place. For the day. We can do that. That's a stretch of Heller. The left's been stretching Heller since Heller in 28. They also go into a case, U.S. versus Maciandaro, which upheld the federal ban on loaded firearms, excuse me, in a public park. Yeah, there's not enough time to go into that case. That occurred in 2008, June 5th, I believe, of 2008. The kid was arrested for having a gun in his car in a national park, out, you know, 20 miles away from his home. This was before the new Department of Interior rule went into place. If you remember Bush leaving it into place, then Obama came into office and claimed, "Oh, look, I'm pro-gun. I'm letting guns in federal parks." He claimed all that responsibility. This goes deeper because this kid got arrested. But before he was tried, the new rule went into place, and he was still convicted anyway, and that's what happened in that case. And what they're doing is they're stretching this because they say it was invoked to support, quote, self-defense of a law-abiding citizen in his home. Outside the home, such as the streets of Charlottesville, the Second Amendment is weaker and gun restrictions will be upheld if they are reasonably adapted to a substantial governmental interest. And that's what they're using to try. They're stretching the decision in Maciandaro because it said essentially that the Second Amendment is strongest when it is invoked to support self-defense of a law-abiding citizen in his home. So, I mean, you see the stretch that the left is going to here. to try to take away your Second Amendment right or anybody's Second Amendment right in Charlottesville during something, an event that they hate. When my question is, why not just ban the rally? Let's just ban the speech. I mean, Les's been pretty good at that lately, right? Let's just ban speech. Because if you don't have a rally, you don't have to worry about white supremacists showing up at all. And you certainly don't have to worry about if they can't show up, they can't show up with guns, right? So according to Think Progress, so the thrust of the Second Amendment is at its lowest ebb during the unusual circumstances that will exist in Charlottesville this weekend. The site of the deadly Unite the Right rally is almost certainly a sensitive place, as Heller understood that term. That's a court fight in and of itself, that statement right there. They're stretching Heller to say sensitive place. I would probably guess that Scalia would not call the exercise of one's right to free speech, regardless of whether we like that speech or not, to be a sensitive place. I'm not sure about that. We don't know that. They don't know that. We know that reprehensible speech is protected. The courts have upheld that. So we don't know that. And, of course, that site, Think Progress says, is also a public space, and the need for individual self-defense is obviated by a substantial police presence. No, it's not. The police have no obligation to protect you. There is no good reason, it says, to conclude, why Charlottesville shouldn't be able to ban guns from this site during this particular weekend. Yeah, there is. The police chief said it right. Your Second Amendment rights must be protected. You have a right. What you don't have a right to do is break the law. And if you break the law, hopefully, you're going to be taken down. So, in really deep, incredible philosophical conversation we could go into here with this. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, could we ever. But I hope I've opened your eyes and made you think a little bit about some aspects of it. My deal, my takeaway from the whole thing was, well, why aren't they just saying, no rally? How about we just take away all constitutional rights for this weekend? Police can go in people's homes and check things out, make sure they're not planning a rally because the rally's been banned. We certainly want to make sure they don't have guns at a rally that's been banned. You see where we go down here? Talk about slippery slope. Good heavens. Where does it ever end? We'll be back right after this to wrap up the week. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to what is the fourth and final segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Before we get going to wrap up the week, let me remind you that armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, you've got the 553 valued at about $2,200 is up there. Right now, armedandresponsible.com, go over, enter, win the free gun. The USCCA wants to give you a new gun, and this thing is absolutely beautiful, just absolutely gorgeous. It is the Again, the 2295, it's the Adcor Elite Gas Piston Carbine 556223. You got about 7 hours or so. It flips depending on when you're listening to the program. If you're listening live right now, you got about eight hours plus, depending on your time zone, to go check it out before this gun flips. With $2,295, quite the deal. I'd love to see you win the thing. Armedandresponsible.com. Don't forget the rest of our great sponsors at armedamericanradio.com. You can see them scrolling across the bottom. Oh, boy, what a week. Charlottesville, touchy subject. It's the one-year anniversary. The left is out there talking about armed and protests and so forth, and it really does invoke quite the conversation. It's fun to talk about. But, you know, it goes even deeper than that, I think. And that is the right to carry a gun outside the home. Heller never answered that question. Heller never answered that question. And that's a question that absolutely has to be answered. It has to be answered. And the Supreme Court is going to have to step in this case. At some point in this case, what I mean is the Supreme Court is going to have to step in at some point and answer this question. Peruta, because that's what this comes down to. Charlottesville, before I go to Peruta real quick. You have the Think Progress piece. Think Progress would like to see nobody be able to carry a gun outside the home. In fact, they mentioned that, as I discussed with you, by stretching Heller and the National Park case. That was the kid was arrested in 08, but the case wasn't tried until 2011. There was a change in at that point in time, Department of the Interior. Now you could carry a gun in the park. He got caught in the middle. And Think Progress uses that case to stretch it out. But really what this is going to come down to is the Supreme Court finally, because now we'll go to Peruta, the Ninth Circus found that you don't have, that concealed carry is not protected by the Second Amendment, but neither is open carry. So this goes down to, well, Are we talking about concealed in your home? Are we talking about open carry in your home? No, we're talking about while you're out and about in public. And any intellectually honest individual understands the right to bear arms. A well-regulated militia, that's you, being necessary to the security of a free state, that's the country, that's us. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say to keep and bear arms while walking around in your underwear in your home. Shall not be infringed. Keep and bear arms means exactly what it says. You have a right to keep a gun and to bear that gun. You have a right to carry that gun. That's what that means. So the Supreme Court is going to have to step in and clarify that. Now, think if they had already done that. Think if they took the Peruta case last year and we got a ruling on it this year that, in fact, concealed carry outside the home is protected. I could assume that we would also cover then open carry, because open carry has always been part of. You didn't need a concealed carry permit in 1881, did you? No, of course not. You've always been openly, you've been allowed to openly carry your gun. Concealed carry became the issue, right? They had to deal with concealed carry back then too, some places. So it's, we won't go into all of that right now, no time. But suffice to say that imagine if the Supreme Court answered that question today, the article that I just went over with you from Think Progress would take on a whole new meaning, wouldn't it? Yeah, because they wouldn't be able to invoke Heller. They wouldn't have been able to invoke the National Park case. It wouldn't have mattered because it would have been solved by the Supreme Court. That Park case was a Fourth Circuit, by the way. So we've got a number of rifts here that have to be patched together. The Supreme Court is going to have to make a move here, lest we find ourselves. And believe me, you've got a friend in Gorsuch and you've got a friend in Thomas. So that leads me here to Kavanaugh's views on guns. Because the big question is, does the constitutional right to armed self-defense extend outside of your house? Well, the answer to that is yes. The left knows it. They will no longer be able to stretch Heller, as Think Progress did, by claiming that somehow Scalia would have meant that downtown Charlottesville is a sensitive place over a free speech issue, regardless of the type of speech that was coming out of boneheads' mouths. I'm not inclined to think Scalia would have felt that way. No food or drink in studio. Hold on. What you drinking, Mark? What did you walk past that sign with? This is a Maker's Mark coffee that I had ordered from Kentucky. Came in a couple days ago. It's wonderful. Yummy. Nice flavors. But that's the question. And I'm not inclined to think that Scalia would have felt that way. Scalia, an originalist, interpreted the Constitution as it was written. We have a right to free speech. The left doesn't like our right to free speech if we're carrying a gun, if they don't like our speech, do they? That's the big takeaway here. That's the slippery slope. We have a friend in Thomas. We have a friend in Gorsuch. No doubt the left believes we have a friend in Kavanaugh, which is why they are going nuts. In this case, go back to Hawaii, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. Back to the Young v. Hawaii case briefly. The court ruled that the Constitution protects what? The right to openly carry a gun in public, right? That's what I was just talking about. We've always had that right. And I'm going to quote from that decision. For better or for worse, the Second Amendment does protect a right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. That was from Judge O'Scanlan. In what was a 59-page opinion that, quote, hinges largely on the use of the word bear in the Second Amendment. By contrast, the state's interest in limiting the public display of weapons was given short shrift. How come? Because you have a right as O'Scanlan put it, I would say for better or for worse. I guess he covered his, you know, that's plausible. He covered his tracks with that statement. But again, quote, for better or worse, the Second Amendment does protect the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. That's why the state's argument was given, accordingly, short shrift. Let's change the wording. For better or worse, the First Amendment does protect the right of white supremacists or black supremacists or racists or anti-Semitism or anything else, or pornographers, for example, for better or for worse. And it does. We don't have to like that, for better or for worse. So where do we draw the line? Can I openly carry my firearm, according to O'Scanlan, if I'm saying something that other people find offensive? Fascinating stuff, isn't it? I think I'll ask my guests this question over the MonsterCast program over the weekend in a couple days and get some answers from the likes of Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, and A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, and maybe Beth Bauman from townhall.com. We'll check in with our guests. And I'll let you know how the lineup is getting ready to shake out. But fascinating stuff. Philosophical, theoretical, however you want to look at it, you can dig deep into this stuff, can't you? Hey, until we meet on the MonsterCast this weekend, coming up in just a couple days, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you on the radio on the MonsterCast. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.